That was a fairly good game. It was good to get out 2-0. I thought that we played a little too much in our D zone. And even in the third period, I thought they started to come fairly hard. And I thought that, we got a little unnerved when they made it 2-1. A little bit of fortunate goal, but I thought we stuck with it. I thought the guys made some huge sacrifices, blocking shots. There was a lot of really good things in the game from a team standpoint, from just the way that we took some enthusiasm into the game. I thought we were really good. I thought our bench was good. We were really engaged in the game, and I thought our sacrifices were really good. We did a lot of good things in the game that I was happy with.
So is that the difference then? You've had some close games. You haven't been able to get home. You got this one home. Was it the sacrifices that made the difference?
Well, I think that the sacrifices are part of it. I don't think it's necessarily the way you'd want to manage the game when you know, but that's the way it goes. They're going to press, and they pressed up on the boards, but I thought we were resilient in holding our position. We were fairly good. We had some shifts were a little bit nerve-wracking, but it could have got real nerve-wracking when it gets 2-1 because you lose your confidence and then you expect bad things to happen. And I thought we remained composed. I thought we, as the minutes wore down from 8 minutes to the empty net goal, I thought we remained composed and were fairly good. You know, Pavlik, I thought, had another really good, strong game, which you need in those games. All the games we seem to play are fairly close. So,
will it mean anything for this team's confidence that both Vander Kane and Mark Scheifele got out of stumps tonight?
Well, that's the other thing is that Mark Scheifele scored, which I thought was a nice goal. You know, Evander Kane had what looked like might have been two, but he got the one, which I think was good. But I think they were both being patient and making sure that they defend. Setoguchi also got one, which was good. Wheeler, I thought, made some real good offensive plays, made a big block shot there for us. So, you know, so I know he hasn't gone for a while, but he had some good chances. And so there was a lot of good things in the game for us.
What went into your decision to juggle lines about the third?
I just didn't enjoy spending... The reason I juggled lines, I just didn't enjoy spending too much time in our zone. I just needed... Sometimes when you juggle lines like that, what happens is it forces the players to talk a little bit more and get some engagement and more focused, and sometimes it backfires, but for the most part, I think that it worked okay. I just needed to check. We just need to check better. That's what I was thinking about.
Enough injuries on this team, you're going to get Setoguchi to maybe wrap himself in bubble wrap in the sense of
front? Yeah, I'm not sure, but you know what? I mean, there's a price to pay to win games, and tonight I think we paid the price, and it was a good win for us on the road, and I think guys were very engaged in wanting to have a good performance here in this first game of our six-game road trip.
What did you think, Trouba?
I thought Trouba was good. You know, I thought he got a little bit better as the game wore on. A little bit rusty stuff, but I think he was pretty good for the general sense of things. I thought he made some things happen, made some smart plays. It was good.
Have you found differences between the East, playing the East against the West, different style of play?
Well, it is a little different, but we've been in the East for a couple of years, so we've known it, but the East is different. We're going to find out here as we play these games here because we have opponents we haven't seen yet, but there's really no easy ice anywhere in the National Hockey League, but there's no easy ice. The thing about the West is that you're in a 1-0, 2-1 game every night, it seems. In the East, sometimes it opens up a little bit more, but there are no easy games in the National Hockey League. That's very clear for us, and certainly aren't any for us. We don't make things easy either.
What do you think is it the fact that the West has been dominating the East as far as winning games?
Last one, guys.
Well, just what I was saying. I think that the thing about the West is that they make you earn every inch of ice. They give you very little offensive opportunities. You get, you know, they're always patient, prepared to play that 1-0, 2-1 game. It's a shutdown mode that's very difficult to create offense. That's what's been successful, I believe.